out with LA's top trending sports stories. I'm Jonathan Peterlin on your new home for sports, the Beast 980. The Ducks double up the Kings 4-2, a final from the Honda Center. Corey Perry had a hat trick in the game. He scored three times for the Kings. Alec Martinez scored once, as well as Tanner Pearson. Pearson now with 11 goals on the season. As the Kings move to 37-21-4 on the season, the Ducks improved to 34-19-8 on the year. College basketball, USC fell to Cal 87-65 earlier today. Trojans junior Nikola Jovanovic had a team-high 21 points in the night. The Trojans shot 40% on the floor, Cal at a 47% clip. USC moves to 19-9. They'll take on Oregon State up next. NBA, the Clippers have the day off. They'll take on the Nets tomorrow night from the Staples Center. Catch all that action right here on your new home for sports, the Beast 980. The Clippers are coming off a win against the Kings in their last game. They're 38-20 on the year. They've dropped two out of their last four. The Clippers trail the Warriors in the Pacific, 15 games in back of the top of the division. The Lakers are off until Tuesday. They'll take on the Nets up next. Head coach Byron Scott of the Lakers says that guard Kobe Bryant will likely play both the Tuesday night as well as the Wednesday night games. Bryant did not attend practice with the team today after sitting out the team's loss with the Grizzlies on Friday night. The 37-year-old Bryant's averaging 17 points per game while shooting 35% in the field. He's also averaging 29 minutes per game. This is 20th and final NBA season. In the NFL, the Chargers say they are open to listening to trade offers for the number 3 overall pick in the draft. The Chargers sit at 3rd with the Browns at number 2, the Titans at number 1, as the Chargers will reportedly keep all options available regarding the draft. 49ers right tackle Anthony Davis said over the weekend he plans to play in the upcoming season. Davis had retired from football last June. He says he will be applying for reinstatement to the league. Davis was the team's 2010 first-round draft pick out of Rutgers. He played in just 7 games the season before he retired. In baseball, the Dodgers, unsurprisingly, have announced that left-hander Clayton Kershaw will be the team's opening day starter. That'll make the 6th straight season for the 3-time Cy Young Award winner, as he'll toe the rubber as the Dodgers open on April 4th against the Padres. Kershaw was 16-7 last year, posting a 2.13 ERA, also struck out 301 batters. College football, UCLA has landed defensive end Javaris Hayward for the class of 2017. As Hayward had previously committed to USC before decommitting less than 24 hours later, he's ranked as the 230th best prospect for that class of 2017. Auto racing, Jimmy Johnson picks up his 76th career win. He claims the checkered flag from Atlanta Motor Speedway. With the win, Johnson has matched Dale Earnhardt Sr. for wins with only 6 drivers ahead of them. Kevin Harvick led 131 laps in the race. He would finish 6th. Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished in 2nd, followed by Kurt and Kyle Busch with 28 lead changes among 8 drivers. This report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Your family deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at Walmart. It's your new home for sports, the Beast 980. We feed on LA Sports.